The legislature wants the DNR to have rules in place by September 1st to control what are called forever chemicals that don't break down in the environment. A component of the foam contains PFAS. The rule sets up regulations regarding the foam. DNR Administrator Darcy Foss says regardless of the emergency rule outcome, restrictions begin soon.
On September 1st, the use of PFAS foam is prohibited for training. So airports, the military, local fire departments can no longer go out and train with PFAS foam. They can use substitutes, they can use water to train with, but they can no longer train with PFAS foam.
Board Vice Chair Gregory Kazmierski felt there was an issue in the order with setting up discharge standards.
I think it's inappropriate to set standards in an emergency rule that ultimately would be, it's like the department preset standards without going through the proper process of rulemaking and public input and that type of thing.
Board Chair Dr. Frederick Prain felt the matter could be delayed 1 month until more analysis is done and feedback received. DNR Secretary Preston Cole says the department is willing to meet anytime with interested individuals or businesses to discuss the standards. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.